Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
He is on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in athletic director for the Terps, Damon Evans. Damon, good morning. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, fellas. I'm excited about the opportunity tonight in men's basketball, and we've got the women's basketball tournament coming up. We've got the double bye, so winning in lacrosse, some good things have happened for us as of late.
Now, before we get to all of that, which, as you said, is exciting, congratulations, first of all, Damon, on being named to the College Football Playoff Selection Committee. What of five new members of it, along with Mark D'Antonio and Wesley Walls, among others. How did this all come about for you, and what are the responsibilities now in regards to this status?
At first, I should say thanks for the congratulations. This is an exciting opportunity, and as you might imagine, I'm honored to serve on this particular committee and be able to give back to a sport that has given so much to me as a former player and now as an athletics administrator. So this is a great opportunity. These things come about. I was fortunate that Rich Clark asked me to be a part of this, if I would be interested. And, of course, our commissioner, Tony Petitti, played a significant role as well. So when these opportunities come along, you take them. And I look forward to serving the committee and learning a lot more about how the process works.
Now, Damon, do you think you can get, like with the playoff system, get it where, it's not first four get byes, and, you guys will get all. Do you have the ability as the committee to change things up how they were last year?
You know, the playoff format in and of itself is determined by the management committee and the board of managers' decision. So it's not for the selection committee to decide the format. And I'm just looking forward to learning more about my role and of ranking teams and what I need to do a good job for the committee. But the management committee will make those decisions.
Hey, Damon, it seems like, the best football teams, pro, college, or really any sport, continuity is huge. And to me, that is the biggest thing that is lacking, in the football program, because there is so much turnover at all positions. I mean, we got the pictures of the new coaches, and it was like, a whole book of new coaches. Why so much turnover every year? Because then how do you get development if you're getting a new coach all the time?
Continuity is very key, and whether it's in coaching, whether it's in a business organization, whether it's in an athletic department, you like to have some continuity. But unfortunately, sometimes that is not the case. And what you have to do, you just have to adjust and adapt. Continuity across sports in general is changing because you don't even know what your team's going to look like from year to year now with the portal and what we want to call free agency and kids being able to leave every year. So you really don't know what your team is going to look like. And so you have to adjust to that just as well as you have to adjust to bring in the right staff. But my hope is that we can develop some more continuity in our staffing. But I like the decisions that Lox has made with regard to his coaching staff and the changes that need to be made, and we'll move forward accordingly.
Talking to Damon Evans, Athletic Director, University of Maryland, what's happening at College Park. AD joins us every Wednesday here on the Fan, Vinny and Haiti Bob, Haiti, Vinny Serrato. All right, let's get to tonight's game. 6:30 tip. You can hear it on this radio station. Maryland coming off. Hey, look, hard-fought win. It wasn't beautiful. It wasn't a shooting display by either team, and there was some drama with the officiating and clock management, whatever. But a win nonetheless. Roddy Rice would have been ice cold, hits the big dagger down the stretch. And then we had Kevin on yesterday, Damon, talking about, look, you lose it at the buzzer, 60-footer at home to Michigan State in a game that looked like Maryland was good as steel. But the wherewithal of this team, this was a month and a half ago, maybe 2 months ago, a lot of people had them trending on the bubble, maybe on the other side of it. Now we're talking about, can they get up to number 2 seed overall in the league? Can they get a 4 seed in the March Madness? Your thoughts on how the team has evolved and how they're situated going into tonight's game against the Michigan team coming off a very disappointing loss Sunday at home to Illinois.
Well, I've said this on a number of occasions joining you guys. It's a long season. And when you're earlier in the season and you lose a few games, I know how we all are. It's a roller coaster ride. But the great thing is Kevin built this team the right way, and he made it in a fashion that would allow us to gain some momentum, some confidence. And as you started seeing as the season went on, we started getting better and better and better. And that's why I like where we are today. Even in the past few games, Michigan State, we didn't shoot the ball that well like we normally had, but we were still right there to win the game, and it took a 65-footer for us to lose that game. Then you go to Penn State, we still don't have our A game, but we're able to figure out a way to win there, which we hadn't done in a long time. But that shows you we have a lot of individuals in that starting five who can score. It shows you the resiliency of this team, and it shows you that Kevin has led this team in a manner in which they have built up a great deal of confidence. So I like where we are right now going into these last two games, as well as getting ready for the Big Ten tournament and then the NCAA tournament.
And Damon, you mentioned when we were talking about football here, the turnover continuity, when with the portal, whatever, you don't even know who's coming around. But Queen was a 5-star. Reese was a 4-star. I mean, these guys are highly regarded. Rodney Rice was a 4-star coming out of high school. Then he went to Virginia Tech. And then you get Jacoby Gillespie from Belmont. And Belmont, what's that, a horse race? And that was Secretariat won by 40 lengths. But he comes in from Belmont, and he looks like he hasn't missed a beat playing in one of the top conferences in the NCAA. What does it say about, you know, evaluating talent, recognizing talent, to recognize a guy from Belmont comes in here and looks like he's Isaiah Thomas at times for the Terps?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
We have to give Kevin credit. Willard did an exceptional job of going out and identifying players that would allow us to be where we are today. He went out and got Jacoby Gillespie, who every time he shoots the ball, it looks like it's going in. His ability to create off the dribble, his ability to get his other teammates involved. And then he goes out and gets a Rodney Rice that a lot of people were they weren't so sure about. And now we look and see what Rodney's doing. He was able to close the deal with Derek Queen in that roller coaster of a recruiting ride. He was able to get Juju to stay here, and then the addition of Shelton Miguel. So he's really gone out and got some good pieces, and you got to give credit where credit's due. But not only did he get good pieces, he got pieces that fit together well, and he's developed them and coached them up, and we're in an exciting position right now.
Damon, how about some of the other winter sports? I know wrestling, Big Ten tournaments getting ready to start, and then spring baseball. Anything else that you want to get into?
I got to get into women's basketball. You know, our women's basketball team is ranked 15th in the country. They earned a double bye in the Big Ten tournament with the number 4 seed. And I think what Brenda has done this year has been exceptional. We've had some injuries without, Bree is now not here. And then Sailor Poffenberger is not here, able to play for us. And to win those last two games against Indiana and then to come here and beat Ohio State on a buzzer beater by Tibiasu, which was just unbelievable. So to be able to get that double bye, and I'm hopeful that we can get in position to host first rounds here on campus. So I'm excited about what holds for our women's basketball team, who will play on Friday at 2:30 in Indianapolis. Other things going on, gentlemen, the number one lacrosse team in the country, taking on Notre Dame, a rematch of last year's national championship game. It's unbelievable that John Tillman, year in and year out, always has his team ready to compete at a high level. Huge win for us, and it's nice to be ranked number one. Lacrosse on the women's side is 3-1 and beat Denver this past weekend 14-10. And baseball is off to a 7-5 start. And softball beat St. Joe's yesterday 8-0. And so there's a lot happening around here, and we're just going to keep rolling with it.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.